Today, we're diving into a major financial update that has Tesla fans buzzing. Morgan Stanley, the powerhouse of financial services, has just made a bold move, predicting that Tesla's stock could soar to a staggering $430. Yes, you heard that right. This bullish forecast has Tesla enthusiasts and investors alike on the edge of their seats. The financial giant has reinstated Tesla as their top pick, citing the company's advancements in artificial intelligence and robotics as key drivers for this optimistic outlook. It's no secret that Tesla's been at the forefront of integrating cutting-edge technology into their vehicles, and it seems that Morgan Stanley sees this as a winning strategy for the future. This move comes as no surprise to those who have been closely following Tesla's innovative trajectory. With Elon Musk at the helm, the company continues to push the boundaries of what's possible, not just in electric vehicles, but across the tech landscape. It's this relentless drive for innovation that has Morgan Stanley and many others betting big on Tesla's future. For those of you keeping an eye on the stock market, this is definitely a development to watch. Tesla's stock performance has always been a hot topic, and this latest prediction only adds fuel to the fire. Whether you're a diehard Tesla fan, an investor, or just someone who loves a good financial story, this news is sure to capture your attention. Exciting news from the world of space exploration as NASA and SpaceX have announced an updated launch date for two pivotal missions, SpheriX and Punch. Originally slated for an earlier date, the launch is now scheduled for no earlier than Thursday, March 6th. This slight delay ensures that all vehicle processing and pre-launch checkouts are completed with precision, ensuring a smooth and successful mission. The launch will take place from Space Launch Complex 4 East at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California, with the window opening at 10:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 7:09 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This collaboration between NASA and SpaceX is yet another testament to the innovative spirit driving these organizations. Now, let's talk about the missions themselves. The SpheriX mission, or Spectrophotometer for the History of the Universe, Epoch of Ryanization and ICE's Explorer, is set to enhance our understanding of the universe's origins. By probing what occurred in the first second after the Big Bang, SpheriX aims to uncover the secrets of the cosmos and search for essential ingredients for life within our galaxy. It's a mission that could redefine our understanding of the universe and our place within it. Meanwhile, the Punch mission, or polarimeter, to unify the corona and heliosphere, will focus on observing the sun's corona and its transition into the solar wind. This mission is crucial for improving our knowledge of solar phenomena, which has a direct impact on space weather and, consequently, our technology-dependent society. For those eager to follow these groundbreaking missions, a pre-launch news briefing is scheduled for 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday, March 5th, and will be streamed live on NASA+. The live launch broadcast will begin at 9:15 p.m. on Thursday, March 6th, also available on NASA+. It's an exciting time for space enthusiasts, with these missions promising to push the boundaries of our cosmic understanding. In a surprising twist, Elon Musk's satellite company, Starlink, might be getting a hefty financial boost from the government, and it's causing quite the stir. According to Rolling Stone, the Federal Aviation Administration has reportedly instructed staff to find tens of millions of dollars to secure a deal with Starlink. This comes on the heels of a significant layoff at the agency, which has already been grappling with understaffing issues. Just weeks ago, a tragic plane crash in Washington, D.C., marked the deadliest air disaster since 2001, highlighting the critical need for robust aviation oversight. The intrigue deepens as reports suggest that Federal Aviation Administration officials directed staff verbally to sidestep leaving a paper trail. This maneuver raises eyebrows, especially as Musk's influence seems to be weaving through the agency. Engineers from SpaceX, Musk's rocket company, are reportedly serving as senior advisors to the acting Federal Aviation Administration administrator. This blend of influence and regulatory oversight is certainly a complex web. Adding to the drama, The Washington Post has reported that the Federal Aviation Administration is contemplating canceling a massive $2.4 billion contract with Verizon to upgrade a crucial air traffic control communication system. Instead, the contract could be awarded to Starlink. If this happens, it would place Musk's companies at the very heart of the agency meant to regulate them. It's a fascinating, albeit controversial, development in the world of government contracts and tech innovation. And it doesn't stop there. Last year, the Federal Aviation Administration fined SpaceX for allegedly not following its license requirements. And just before Donald Trump took office, they launched an investigation into a SpaceX rocket breakup. Elon Musk's relationship with the Federal Aviation Administration is certainly multifaceted and not without its challenges. In a recent social media blunder, Musk erroneously posted on X that Verizon's system was rapidly deteriorating, only to later correct himself and identify a different company as the culprit. This misstep highlights the high-stakes environment in which Musk operates, where every statement can ripple through the tech and financial markets. As we continue to follow these developments, it becomes clear that Musk's interactions with government agencies are as complex as they are influential. Whether it's through groundbreaking tech advancements or strategic financial maneuvers, Elon Musk remains a pivotal figure, shaping the landscape of innovation and regulation alike. In a whirlwind of activity this past weekend, demonstrators took to the streets, rallying outside Tesla showrooms across the nation in response to Elon Musk's controversial actions. The protests, which unfolded outside at least 90 Tesla shops and charging stations, represent the strongest backlash yet against Musk's efforts to slash the federal workforce, allegedly on behalf of President Donald Trump. The protests, organized under the tagline "Tesla Takedown," saw participants from cities like New York, Boston, San Francisco, and Tucson gathering to voice their discontent. These demonstrators, armed with signs and chants, called on shareholders and Tesla vehicle owners to divest and pressure Musk to reconsider his actions. The atmosphere was a mix of festive and fierce, with brass bands and spirited chants setting the tone. In New York, the protests reached a fever pitch, with an estimated 300 people gathering outside a Tesla showroom, resulting in at least 9 arrests. The scene was mirrored in Jacksonville, Florida, where demonstrators lined up outside a Tesla shop, urging passing drivers to honk for the rule of law and flashing images of a cartoon Tesla Cybertruck in flames. Leading the charge is Joan Donovan, a sociologist and professor of journalism and mass media studies at Boston University. Donovan has been pivotal in amplifying and organizing the protests, which have grown from a small gathering in Boston to a nationwide movement encompassing thousands. The protests are not just about Musk's actions, but also about a broader dissatisfaction with the current administration's policies. Demonstrators are reacting to the threat to social services and the loss of jobs within the federal government, with many expressing concern over Musk's influence and his comments about those who use federal benefits. The White House, however, has dismissed the protests, with a statement from Deputy Press Secretary Harrison Fields asserting that protests will not deter President Trump and Elon Musk from delivering on the promise to establish DOESH and make our federal government more efficient. As these protests continue to gain momentum, they highlight the growing divide between Musk's vision and the values of many former supporters. With Tesla's stock prices having tumbled by 1/3 since Trump's inauguration, the impact on Tesla's brand and sustainability mission is becoming a central concern for shareholders and consumers alike. It's clear that Elon Musk's actions and influence are sparking significant debate and division. While some see him as a visionary, others view his recent moves as detrimental to societal values and economic stability. This ongoing saga is one to watch as it unfolds, with implications for both Tesla and the broader tech landscape. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs? or have an idea for a new one, head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.